At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Halfway home on a Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 the Fan. I know Thanksgiving Eve's not really a thing, but it kind of is in our house. We were telling you guys earlier about the tradition we have. So looking forward to that, getting some food, a full meal, watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, spending time together as a family. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Technically, and every day is an eve of something.
It's true. Yeah. Like Friday Eve, Wednesday, yeah, whatever it is. But Thanksgiving tomorrow. Hope you guys have somewhere to go, some good food, some good people to be around. I know it's not always the easiest day for a lot of people, so my heart is with you. I know some people don't get along with their family, you know, and it makes it difficult for you. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you just suck it up. Yeah, I'm not, because there's been times I haven't sucked it up. You know, do what you need to do to protect yourself is my only advice.
There's one member of your family that I have had trouble getting along with.
That's true.
The last couple of years, but I feel like
the tide's turning.
The ice is thawing.
This is wild. So yesterday, my youngest had music class. And I had my, appointment. And if you don't know what appointment I'm talking about, go back and listen at 6 a.m.
Don't know what else to tell you.
So I texted my wife and I said, where are you guys? She said, well, we're leaving School of Rock. And I said, well, let's meet for dinner. And she said, great. So we go to our beloved Sushi Lounge. We always go to Sushi Lounge. Sit down, get our normal stuff, have a great, fun family meal. As we're at dinner, Taylor, my youngest, goes, Dad, can we watch Ben on the news again tonight? And I go, absolutely. Absolutely, we can watch Ben on
like
the news.
Like, unprompted. You weren't unprompted. Talking about me.
Weren't talking just, about you. He just brought it
he
up.
He had just been thinking about me.
Yes.
And wanted to watch me, because you guys watched me on
the night
Monday
before.
Night. So he thought, let's
do it again.
Watch him again.
And so, honestly, we left. I paid the bill. We left. Got home. It was play a little baseball in the living room. Then it was, let's get showered, scrubbed, the whole bit. Let's get into bed. I had forgotten to that point, and he didn't bring it up again. So the kids get up in the bed, the four of us are laying in bed, and my wife has this red light. I'm sure you saw it in the video. She has a red light in our room, so it's very cool, like calm. And it's this red hue, and Bo curls up next to me, and he goes...
The red light district.
It's the red light district, my house. He goes, Dad, I'm scrolling through the thing, the guide, and Bo goes, Dad, can we watch Ben? And I go, yes, I forgot, absolutely. So I put on Channel 10.
ABC 10 News at 6 p.m., I believe.
And there's my guy, Ben Higgins, and he's ripping through his stories. And then he turns it over to weather, Megan Perry. And Megan is doing the weather, and she says something, and immediately the light bulb in my head goes, bing! Here's what she said.
This is on Sunday. Then this is the one that could bring us a chance for rain. It's called an inside slider. So it's
right,
actually going past.
So the minute she said it, I could not see my partner's face. He was on the desk. The second it left her mouth, I go, oh, look what's happening. I knew exactly.
You think you know me so well.
Totally,
what
right?
What do you think is going through my head at that point?
I know exactly.
It's a weather term of a storm that comes down the inland part of California, not from the coast like most of our storms, comes down the inland part of California, could hit us with some rain.
The inside slider. And I went, he is giddy right now because he's going to have a little banter that he's got to get through. And I said, I know exactly what he's going to do. This is comes from men. This, we've spent more time together than we spend with our wives. Yes,
the fact that you were able to spot this
immediately, I knew.
You don't
know
me as well as you think. You don't know me that well.
So now it's over, and it's time to banter. And I sit back with my hands behind my head, and I go,
"Whatever,
just wait.
Whatever.
Here we go.
Whatever." So really nice for the holiday. Hopefully, you're not have. I bought my daughter's outfits like months ago, and they're like really warm sweaters.
The banter.
So
yep.
We're going to turn the AC on.
You said an inside slider. It sounds like something Manny Machado would pull down the line for a three-run homer.
There you go.
Yes!
Of course it does to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, man.
Yes. Oh. I want you to listen to it again.
Okay, fine. You are 100% right.
Fine.
You are 100% right. As soon as she said inside
you
slider.
You were like,
my brain just went click, click. It just clicked right there. It's just totally, you're right.
Now,
you're absolutely.
Okay.
Turn the AC on.
You said an inside slider. It sounds like something Manny Machado would pull down the line for a three-run homer
there
at Petco Park.
It was like clockwork, as M.M. McKee says. But the best part was Megan Perry is on a little riff here, talking about how she already bought sweaters for her kids, and it's going to be 75 degrees. You got to put the AC on. I'm watching Ben like this, staring at her going, I don't hear a word you're saying. Wrap it the F up. I've got a killer, killer line. If you would shut your pie hole, I could deliver it. If you'd shut up, I could deliver the line. Please shut up.
Oh, you had
please
to buy your daughter some more dresses. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's like, looking, I don't look care. At, watch him, watch her. He's looking at her going, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. So he can drop this
hammer. My mind is a little more polite than your mind, but yes, you were 100% right.
Also 100% right.
It's also 100% of rain. So really nice for the holiday. Hopefully you're not have I bought my daughter's outfits.
I don't care. No one cares. Shut up. Shut up. Sure.
Yeah. Just hurry up.
It's turn the AC on.
You said an inside slider. It sounds like something Manny Machado would pull down the line for a three-run homer at Petco Park.
Like you didn't hear a single
word she said. This is the first time he's
heard it. Something about clothing. I heard something about clothing.
In your brain, your internal monologue is as soon as she stops talking,
please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up.
Come on. Hey, man, inside slider.
So it doesn't end there because my kids start dying laughing. They start dying laughing at Ben. They're like, yes,
I want to be mad, but
you can't be.
Just 100% accurate, and I can't deny it.
So my kids start, well, much like their dad, mocking him. So I get the phone out and I start recording them. They were laughing. You brought us so much delight. Listen to this.
Hang on one sec.
Oh, you got Paul's trying to get it.
One sec. I'll pull it up here for everybody.
It is
somewhere.
They start immediately. As soon as you said it, Bo goes, an inside slider. And I'm like, stop.
Here we go.
So the man of shadow for the lad.
Do it to me now.
Do it to me now.
Okay, here you go.
Taylor.
Man of shadow go pull down the lad. Put on the lad. Back down the lad too. My name's Taylor Press Woods.
Oh my god. So you gotta be kidding me.
So we're sitting there and I am in tears and I'm like, so I texted it to Ben. He goes, that's very sweet. And I go, no, you have three Woods boys mocking you right now. And I go, I'm sorry. And it was.
They thought I was smooth.
They did. They thought you were smooth.
They thought I was smooth.
It was so much fun. So now you're anchoring again tonight.
I am.
They're going to want to watch again. Like, you're their favorite thing to watch. They get such a kick out of Dad's partner on TV dropping these news bombs.
Well, the news isn't always, you know, appropriate for children.
I know there were a couple stories in there that I was worried about. There's the sexual assaulter out on the run right
yesterday,
now.
Yesterday, of course, you know, I had the Epstein Files story, which made a lot of fun of, and then we had
No, then the last story of the day.
Yes.
As I put the kids to bed, I walked in.
Oh, Jesus.
And I walked right into our pal Ben.
Now I got to switch over to that one.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good.
This is your last story. You're
this
like,
is the
I'm
factor,
almost
this
done.
Is factor,
factor fiction.
Factor fiction. Which is our last story in our 7 o'clock news. It's always something that's usually viral, but we, you know, some things are fake and some things are real, and you kind of can decide between the two.
Sure, right. Sure.
Tonight, we're looking into a story you may have seen. It claims a politician named Adolf Hitler is set to win an election in his home country in southwestern Africa. It's true. Adolf Hitler Unona is poised to win re-election in a local election in Namibia. He was elected the first time 5 years ago with 85% of the vote. In an interview in 2020, he said his father probably didn't understand what Adolf Hitler stood for.
Right.
Unona says he didn't even understand what a horrible man Hitler was until he started growing up. He insists he won't change his name, but in public he just calls himself Adolf. And omits the last name.
Right.
Now, Namibia is a former German colony, and traditional names such as Adolf are not uncommon there. If you'd like to submit...
He's like,
that's fiction.
Like,
hey,
before you get mad at me, this is totally normal over
this
there.
Is, yeah.
There's so many Adolf Hitlers in Namibia.
Well, the funny thing is that was the fifth time, because we record that, and that was the fifth time, because I get to go to the key, the chroma key, the green screen, to do that story. So we do it early, and we record it. I'd record it five times, because
You're kidding.
We first thought the country was called Namibia. It's not. It's Namibia.
Oh, I thought it was Namibia.
And then we had the graphic misspelled Adolf with a PH and not an F, so then we had to redo it again.
A politician named Adolf Hitler...
So I just walk back in and I go, what did he just say?
Adolf Hitler.
So I took that. I said that to Paulie.
I died.
Just died. I clicked it to where he just
said Adolf Hitler.
He just says Adolf Hitler. Like, my God.
So you're allowed to take me out of context on this show. I don't know that I can allow you to take me out of context on the news.
Here's the
Adolf
worst.
Hitler.
Or echo and repeat
you put
me either, Paulie.
A fade on it. Do it again.
Adolf Hitler.
So I'm, here's the thing that pisses me off. I'm mad at myself. I watched two nights. I've got pure gold. I've got a bucket full of gold bullion. And I'm like, why haven't I been watching this every night for 8 years? He would have killed me by then. He would have absolutely killed me by then. But you did.
Oh,
you're doing
man.
Such a great job as an anchor. You're really knocking it out of the park. You look good.
Down the line. Like
down,
Manny Machado.
Down the line like Manny Machado. I learned that, too, from you yesterday, Namibia, because I thought, oh, he just booted that. It's Namibia.
No, it's
so I went
it's
and looked
Namibia.
It up. Namibia. That's what it is. Namibia. But, oh.
What? A, as in?
Adolf Hitler.
No, we don't need a,
oh,
we
no.
don't need a new alphabet, Paulie.
J as in Jeffrey Epstein. Just
come
yeah.
on.
Imagine being Paulie and he just opens his phone. It's just Ben going Adolf Hitler.
A as in
Adolf Hitler.
Well, 25 to go. One down, 25 letters to go.
I did abs yesterday. I'm gonna throw up right now. My stomach hurts so bad. Well, it hurts, dude. The all of it is elite. It's just elite content. And Paulie, we have really, really soiled the bed. We could. This could have been years of this stuff.
Well, I don't anchor every night, so
that's
you're not,
true.
I mean, sometimes I'm just on for you know a few seconds for sports. But
N as in Night Stalker. Says Dominic. T as in Ted Bundy.
Just J all, as in Jeffrey Epstein.
Just all killers.
If you and I were supportive friends
yeah.
and watched Ben nightly. For the whole time we've known him,
yeah.
we would have so much more out of context material
because
he's reading the news.
Yeah,
he's
also the news sucks.
You'd be world more worldly people that know that
that's
knows
true.
What's going
know
on
him.
About everything. Too.
I mean, imagine that he did that story. Like, you, there's all kinds of sex stuff we could clip out. I mean, we really have. We've dropped. It's an untapped gold mine, as Steve.
No,
says.
I say more awkward things on TV 100%. Than I do on radio. By far.
Because you have to.
Because you have to. You have to when you're anchoring.
There's has there ever been a story where you're like, I don't want to do this?
Oh, every night there's stories that
you read and you
yeah.
go, oh, God, I'm going to have to talk about this.
Yeah.
That was the Hitler one.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the worst is you had to do it five times.
I open the scripts. It's the first thing I see. It's like, oh, great. Okay.
Adolf Hitler.
First thing I see. Afternoon, log in at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, oh, first script. Oh,
very cool. Adolf Hitler. All right. Got an Adolf Hitler story.
Good but start.
This is actually a good Adolf Hitler story,
right.
Guys.
This is a well-liked, well-respected, beloved Adolf Hitler in Namibia.
Adolf Hitler.
85% of the vote. They love him. They love Adolf Hitler in Namibia.
This is unbelievable.
That's his name. Oh, it's not his fault that that
Adolf
was his name.
Hitler. Happy birthday, Alejandro. He's in the chat and says it's his birthday today. Well, there's a nice little gift for you. just Ben saying Adolf Hitler with a
I love
fade
how,
on it.
That's our like only rule for don't do this. He's like the number one name.
Yeah.
Never compare, never.
When a coach is like, he was actually he put together a good team.
Yeah,
you're
it's
like,
the
shut
one
up,
rule.
Dude.
It's the automatic.
Go popular as the Namibian politician, Adolf Hitler.
Adolf
you
Hitler.
Can accurately say that now.
It's unbelievable, dude. Yeah, now there's a different.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler,
totally different.
Who just, by the way, is like, I'm not changing my name.
It seems like that's an easy call.
Like the easiest.
I know,
one.
Dad, you named him, but I got to go with a different name. I mean,
so Byrne says, my daughter recognizes Ben because of the Ben and Woods YouTube stream. We're watching Dancing with the Stars last night. They cut to the late news preview, and she pointed, so I turned it up. Ben, homicide at 11.
83-year-old woman in Oceanside murdered. It's just
awful stories.
It's terrible. Awful stories.
That is so gnarly. So gnarly. Well, you're a gem.
Wow.
My kids love you now. You're a celebrity in our home.
Thank you.
You've done great.
All right. Last
I liked
chance.
That tie last night, too.
Thank you. Yeah. I went with a darker shirt, lighter tie combo, a little different than usual, just to test it out, how it would work. You
is that
it.
An old suit or a new suit?
They're all old.
They're all old.
They're all old.
Okay. Like, you're from the old days. From
I probably need a couple new jackets.
From the portly days?
I'm going to keep. No, these were ones that I kept from before I got...
Before you got portly.
That I lost the weight to get back into.
Were you squeezing into those when you were portly?
I couldn't squeeze into that one. That one
you're
was
wearing
much
it again.
Too small, but now I'm wearing it again.
Look at
you.
You
know, everything old is new again.
Or you just buy new stuff.
I
that's
could,
not 70
that
years
would cost
old.
Money.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Sport jackets, huh?
Right.
Is that something you're interested
yes.
in?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
How What's your
that?
Size?
That's a good question. I think 48 long, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now I know.
Got that?
Got it.
All right, last chance this month to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas and the Sammy Hagar tickets. Take on Woods is coming up next. If you'd like to be our contestant, call in now, 833-288-0973. Play our game coming up next year with Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, you've got the holidays coming up. You've got family. You've got conversations with family that you may want to have while they're there. I know it can be awkward, but trust and will is a really easy way to make these awkward and difficult conversations much, much easier about just making sure your family's taken care of after you're gone.
You know, we're all big boys and girls. We can have these conversations, and it's just important to, to make sure that everybody is dialed in. That's really what it's all about. And I've seen a lot of families ripped apart because of probate court and things like that. It takes forever. It's very expensive. And it just is not what you want your legacy to be when you go. So make sure that you are also locked in. Go to trustandwill.com. When you check out, use the code FAN, F-A-N. They'll give you 20% off your trust or will.
Here's a big one. You'll probably have a couple of those relatives that you're not huge fans of. If you don't name a guardian for your kids,
maybe
your kids
they get
might
them.
End up with those relatives you don't want because the court will decide who gets your kids, and that is something you want to make sure you get done. You can get it done with Trust and Will, one of the many things you can do. But again, use code FAN at checkout. Get 20% off your Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Still have an opening for a contestant here for Take on Woods. Last chance, I believe, for our current prize, our trip to Las Vegas. Then Sammy Hagar, if you call in now quickly, 833-288-0973. You can battle Woods, but maybe you're afraid of Woodsy.
Don't be afraid of me.
Don't be afraid.
I lose plenty.
We have at least tie. You tie sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all you need to do to qualify for the grand prize drawing. We'll get to our game in a second. First, this holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/foodfund and give today. So Kay in our chat said that Mike Schilt is currently hosting something on MLB Network Radio right now. He's already jumped in.
To the media?
To the media side. Didn't take long.
Oh, man.
Coming for our job soon.
Is he going?
Schilt and Sammy in the mornings?
Could you imagine? Holy cow. What? Boy. Wow. Like, is he just filling in or like?
Don't know.
Is this a new
gig? I mean, I've heard he was a regular guest throughout the year, so he has a relationship with them, but maybe they've added.
I think he got hired as like
added
an analyst.
To his role, like yeah. An extra role for Mike Schilt.
There you go.
One or two shows, you know, appearances a week or something.
I'm going to have an extra role tomorrow for sure. Or two.
Parker House, Hawaiian.
No, Hawaiian.
What do we go with? Hawaiian?
Yeah, always.
Roles are always.
Nobody wants to play me?
Yeah, we got some contestants on the line
Let's
now. Let's get to it. It is time to take on Woods. Alright, just randomly choosing someone. Scott looked like he was the first to call when I asked. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you ready to play some Take on Woods?
I'm here.
Alright.
I am ready. Let's do it.
Alright, he's enthusiastic as well. Here's how the game works. You'll have 5 questions of musical trivia. If you can beat or tie Woods, we'll have the same 5 questions. You will qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas. It is 2 nights at the Park MGM and tickets to Dolby Live at the Park MGM to see Sammy Hagar on March 20th, plus a $100 gas card. You can get your own tickets for Sammy Hagar at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security, and fire alarms for every business. We got you. We got these categories for you, Scott. You've got A Bundle of Joy. Those are all 2-second songs that include the word joy, songs and artists. We've got Bands Fit for a King. 5 bands will all have King somewhere in their name. And our new category is Oldies. It is song titles that include the word old, not necessarily oldies, but a Bundle of Joy, Bands Fit for a King, or Oldies. Scott, what would you like to play?
I'm going to go for the King.
Ah, Bands Fit for a King. All right, so today we are looking for 5 bands who all have King somewhere in their name. I had to go a little deeper on this one. We'll see how you do. 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our 2-second song. Paulie will play a little music. You need to give me the song title and then the band that has King in it to score that point. Scott, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, Paulie, you got our music queued up?
Yes.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category again, Bands Fit for a King. Scott, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
That is passed.
Three brothers from the Followill family, along with their cousin Jared, formed which Tennessee rock band known for hits including Use Somebody?
Kingly Brothers?
Incorrect. Which band is best known for their 1972 hit single, Dancing in the Moonlight?
Pass.
Which prolific Australian rock band with a rhyming six-word name has twice released five separate albums in the same calendar year?
Pass.
Which Spanish-language rumba and salsa band spent 40 weeks on the U.S. charts in 1987 with a self-titled album including songs like Bombaleo and Un Amor? Oh, no!
Thanks for trying, Scott.
Oh, no. Well, I don't need to give the answers. We'll give them at the end of the game and see how Woodsy does. Tough category today. I appreciate you calling in, Scott. All right. Woods, let's start all over.
Doesn't sound
60
good.
Seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck.
Why do you look so defeated? You look like you just...
Let's see how you
flat
do.
Tire.
Let's take on Scott.
Louie Louie by the Kingsmen.
Correct. Three brothers from
Game's
the...
over.
Three brothers in the Followill family. Along
Kings
with,
of Leon.
Correct. Which band is best known for their 1972 hit single, Dancing in the Moonlight?
Past.
Which prolific Australian rock band with a rhyming six-word name has twice released five separate albums in the same calendar year?
What? Oh, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Correct. Which Spanish-language rumba and salsa band spent 40 weeks on the U.S. charts in 1987 with a self-titled album including songs like Bombaleo and Un Amor?
King Tank.
Incorrect. Which band is best known for their 1972 hit single, Dancing in the Moonlight?
King Orlean. King Creole.
King Harvest.
Damn it.
And Gypsy Kings. But you got
Gypsy
the other
Kings.
Three. Obviously, Scott didn't get any today in the category. Bands fit for a king.
Very good.
Yeah, you won it as soon as you got Louie by the Kingsmen.
Mm-hmm.
Good Kings job. Of Leon, you got that easily.
Right.
You did think yourself through King Gizzard and the Lizard
yes,
Wizard.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that's incredible. I was reading about that. Twice they've released five albums. Not songs, not singles. Albums.
Yeah, prolific.
In the same year.
Prolific.
10 albums
so, like,
in 2 years.
So, like, how many songs are on an album? Like,
15,
8 or
12,
10, 12?
18. Yep.
And so, five of those. So we're talking, like, 60 songs in a year? Twice?
Some yes, wow. Some people love that. Some people hate that. They think the quality suffers. But I've listened to them. I like them. They're a good band. Some bands
like
are
once
just
a year.
Prolific. Man.
I need like a new album once a year. From
I have to have a new album every year. And my favorite bands don't. They're like, we'll see you in 4 years. Enjoy this one. I'm like, we're working on new stuff. Just give me a record, man. I don't care what it sounds like. I'm in. You got me.
Well, I guess the converse is you want bands to wait until their songs feel like they're perfect. You don't want them just churning out. You know what? It's good enough. We worked 15 minutes on this one.
15 minutes.
All right, all right, 30 minutes on this one.
But
let's release it.
Like the 9 years between records. And did you guys break up? No, we're still together. What are you doing? What is your job? What have you been doing?
Just touring.
No, wait, they're not even touring. Where have you been? You split. No, we didn't split.
We're together.
How?
Are you in the studio?
This record better be good, I'll tell you that. And you wait 9 years and it comes out, you're like, oh, cool, it's Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy. And it's 10 years old. It takes 15 years to make. Oh, it's so frustrating. But I'm with you, Paulie. A year, at least every two. I got to have a new deal every two.
All right, let's take a timeout. We will come back bottom of the hour. I want to go back to the Padres coaching hire because I got some different responses from Tier 1s yesterday about especially Steven Sousa Jr., the new hitting coach. Talk some baseball when we come back with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This hour 97.3 The Fan brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. So I do want to bring out some of the comments that I got about the Padres coaching hires. We got to check traffic, so when we come back, a little bit on that. And if you didn't hear the news about our big trip to Chicago, we'll give you more details coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. So as we told you earlier in the week, the Padres have reportedly hired Steven Souza Jr. as their new hitting coach. And, you know, everyone wants to react to that news. We were kind of eagerly anticipating it. Woods, you built some of the anticipation yourself on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say right away, if someone tells you, oh, the Padres nailed this hire, they're being just wildly optimistic.
Yeah, or don't trust them.
But if someone's also telling you, oh, the Padres are idiots, they don't know what they're doing, then they're just dooming for no reason. Because it's so hard to evaluate a coaching hire based on what you think you know about a player.
Right.
Or what he did as a player. You know, you have really very little idea. And I saw a couple of people tweeted and said, oh, the Padres cheaped out on their coaching staff. And I...
Do we know what he's making?
I don't know what he's making. Major league coaches make actually quite small sums from what I've heard. There are a few who make a little bit more, but other than the manager, like, it's not a lucrative gig, honestly, to be a baseball coach. It's not something that is going to really make a more than a drop in the bucket for, you know, we talk about what, you know, it costs to run a baseball organization, major league payroll, stadium upkeep, minor leagues, development, technologies, and everything. The coaching staff, it's not something that they're paying a lot of thought of. I mean, obviously, the coaches want to make, you know, a little more money, you know, if they can. And I know Ben Fritz got a raise, but
yeah, it's commensurate with, I'm assuming he's going to make as much, it's commensurate with what every other
First-time hitting coach is making.
And I think Kevin Long makes a good salary,
but,
right? Like
the
guys that are well-known.
Yeah, but the point that I want to make is it's not like free agency where you have three of the hottest hitting coaches or free agents on the market and there's a bidding war and we're going to give him $5 million, $7 million. It's not how it works. If there's a good hitting coach, he's probably already employed. You're picking from unknown
for
quantities,
first-timers,
or
yeah,
guys who have failed in their first stint as a coach.
Yep.
Those are the guys who are available, or you're promoting from within. If you have some unreasonable expectation that there's going to be some giant name that the Padres should have been going after as their hitting coach, then I don't know what to tell you. You just, that's not how it really works on coaching staffs in Major League Baseball.
No, it's not. This isn't Lane Kiffin to, you know, Florida or anything
right,
like that.
Yeah, it's offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator in football, those can be sexy and expensive hires, you know, in even at the college level, certainly at the pro level. But in baseball, you know, bench coaches, they don't make that much money.
Yeah.
They're They're staffers. They are important. I'm not trying to diminish the importance of coaches and what they do, because they work extremely hard. I mean,
harder than most.
Extremely hard at the job, but they're not making tons of money.
I would venture
there may not be a coach in baseball, a non-manager, who makes more than the minimum salary for a rookie player in Major League Baseball.
Correct.
Maybe like a guy like a Ruben Niebla, like a really talented pitching coach might get to seven figures, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's not a financial decision that they're making.
No, and I think really all you had to say was, if anybody tells you they knocked this out of the park, they're lying. And if anybody tells you that they completely biffed it, they're lying. You have no idea. We will know. We will know about Craig Stammen. We'll know about Steven Souza Jr. We don't know now.
You can say you liked it or you don't like it.
Sure. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You can't say with any degree of certainty like that it's good or bad.
It's good or bad, not going to work, going to work.
I'll tell you, I have a good feeling about this
or I have a bad feeling about this, and I hope I'm wrong.
Right.
It's really all you've got to go on when it comes to a hiring like Steven
exactly
Souza Jr.
Right.
And honestly, again, you know, as A. Frenchie says, I could not care less what a guy did as a player. I could not care less what he did as a player in the big leagues. Couldn't care less. Oh, you hit 229 with 12 home runs? Awesome. Doesn't mean anything. You know, all it means is...
To me, it doesn't scream, I have the answers.
What?
It doesn't scream, like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but it doesn't it doesn't scream that you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, exactly. It's like, I have no feeling one way or the other.
Well, it's...
I thought the move, it didn't blow my hair back. It's not what I would have probably done, but I don't know.
But like Barry Bonds was a hitting coach. He was a terrible hitting coach.
McGuire was a hitting coach.
None of these guys are good coaches. Like, honestly, like, can I say none of them? Is there a hitting coach in the big leagues that had a really, really done? Brady Anderson. How about that one? We didn't even talk about it. The Angels hired Brady Anderson, who hasn't really even worked in baseball. He had that monster year for Baltimore. He's going to be their new hitting coach. Now, that's a name. I was so envious of his sideburns when he was coming up. I couldn't grow sideburns like he did. And I always thought he was the coolest dude. He was yoked, we know. And so he's the hitting coach for the Angels. Does it make it better for the Angels because he hit 50 home runs in a year? Or is he also just a first-time hitting coach? I'm kind of looking at it going, first-time hitting coach.
I mean, ultimately, in San Diego, I just look at the history of hitting coaches.
Well, it could be Honus Wagner, and he may not be able to cut through, you know? So
even Tony Gwynn struggled to teach hitting to younger players.
That's exactly
right. We're
going
to be having this conversation again in a year or 2 years.
Sure.
But by the way,
so is every other team for the most part. Every other team will be having this conversation in 2 years. 3 years max. What's the shelf life? You take that job, you get that job, you get fired.
I appreciate that Steven Souza Jr. seems to be at least some analytically motivated.
Yeah, data driven. That's the word that I want to focus on. Data driven. He's data driven.
I like that.
He owns a data driven cage, facility, training facility. That I love. I love that because that's the stuff. I'm not saying we don't have it, I know we do, but that's the stuff I think you need to hammer home. You know, need to say, hey, man, when you're catching it here, This is how your path is. This is what the plane is, whatever it may be. There needs to be a little bit of a change in philosophy, just a little bit, a tweak for Petco Park, you know, on a few certain guys. You know, Eno Saris, who we love. Eno Saris, what did he hit at the big leagues, by the way? Zero. 0.000. Eno Saris.
By the way, we don't know if Eno would be good a coach or not.
Right. But
we have no idea.
But he knows how to look at that data and say, has told players, he's gone to interview, goes, I really wanted to sit with Fernando and tell him if he went out and got it a little bit more and pulled it, he'd be this. And what happens? Fernando starts pulling the ball more and starts to hit more home runs. It's crazy.
I think to be a successful coach, you have to be able to empathize with your charges.
I've been there. I've done it.
And that helps when you've been a big league guy and you've had your successes and you had your struggles.
Yeah.
And go like, hey, man, I know what it's like. I went through it, you know, for 3 years. I couldn't hit this slider and just struggled. So I know exactly what you're kind of going through, man, and I'm going to try to help you through it. And, you know, the data, you know, kind of tells me that this might help you. Can he communicate that? We will find out.
Yeah. The player, I just remember him being kind of a dogged, like, kind of arrogant, which I liked a lot. Like, he was just kind of, he was good outfielder, you know, and I liked the way that he carried himself on a baseball field. So we'll see, man. We will absolutely see what he can do with these guys. There's not a name that I'm like, ah, crap, we missed out on, other than, you know, maybe the guy that runs Driveline right now, since Kyle Bodie's with the Red Sox. But I think, you know, again, I don't know. I don't know what those guys want. I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know if it's the right fit. But as far as the data-driven guy that used to play, I'm in. See what happens.
All right, we've got 1 hour to go. We've got our biggest fan announcement coming up. Paulie's got some headlines in the Rindle Report. And again, we'll tell you more about our trip to Chicago next June in July to see the Padres play. That's all coming up with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.